Hi, how are you? My name is Hope Elizabeth, and I am based in Miami, Florida. I've been modeling for 5 years, and this is my first time in St. Lucia for Caribbean Fashion Week.
Okay, so who's on with you next?
Hi, my name is Yanis, and I'm from St. Lucia.
Okay,
all right. Hi, my name is Alexis. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I've been modeling with for Caribbean Fashion Week for a few years now.
Hi, my name is Kershaw, and I go by the name Kerbody. I have been modeling for 5 years so far.
Hi, my name is Destiny, but I go by Midas, and I have been modeling for a few years now.
Okay.
I'm from St. Lucia.
All right. So just a few questions I just want to ask. So first off, what actually stood out about Caribbean Fashion Week, and what made you want to choose this company to actually be modeling with?
Well, first off, I am Caribbean. I'm Trinidadian and Guyanese, so I love everything about Caribbean culture. And I was very excited to come to St. Lucia because it's my first time coming here. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to network and meet all these beautiful women. And I've had a blast.
Okay, so I chose to do it because I just wanted to get some more exposure. And I did it last year, and I really enjoyed it. So I decided to come again just because of the vibes and the outfits and everything. And it's been really good so far.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Alexis again. The reason why I joined it, I'm a part of the team. I am the model coordinator for Crib Fashion Week, and I enjoy coming here every time. It's like my sixth time to St. Lucia.
I got an opportunity last year to join Caribbean Fashion Week, which led to my pageantry journey, and I was like, why not continue the journey? So I've enjoyed it so far, and I have been networking with the girls. It's more like a sisterhood right now.
I modeled with Caribbean Fashion Week last year, and it was a very great experience. This is Destiny here again. And I think the reason why I am willing to continue to do it as the years go on is because it really helps you to grow with your model life, and it also teaches you character building things, not just about modeling, but in your everyday life.
Okay. All right, so just next question. What is the one thing out of this year's experience that you learned that you actually did not know before through your modeling journeys?
This was my first year in St. Lucia, so I was just taking in everything, the views, the vibes, all of the beautiful models that I communicated with over my time here. So I would say it was just a nice first time here. I'm definitely coming back next year. But in regards to anything new that I've learned that I love St. Lucia.
Okay, so before, I used to have a lot of stage fright, like last year, and when it comes to me compared myself between last year and this year, I really did good. So I would say my level of confidence boosted up immensely.
Yeah. One thing I learned this year is that the bigger the better. It's definitely bigger than it was last year, and it's going to keep getting bigger. The team is going to grow. We're going to get more models, more people part of the team, and we're going to be late. We're going to continue to do it.
Okay, so one thing that I learned this year is that it really doesn't matter the different personalities, the different area that they're from. What really matters is the sisterhood. I really realized how people from different walks of life, from different cultures, and from different environments can really merge and come together for one goal, and how we can make it beautiful.
Okay. All right, so just last question is, if there are any upcoming models in this day and age that want to start this profession, what advice would you give to any upcoming models actually coming into the business?
I would say just believe in yourself first. That's most important, because at the end of the day, anybody can believe in you, but the most important person to believe in yourself is yourself. So just have that confidence, and as you grow in the industry, just understand that, you know, everybody isn't out there for your best interest, so just continue to be careful and, you know, track carefully throughout your journey.
Okay, so like Hope said, just be yourself and just have that I'm that girl mentality, and then you will get it.
What I would have to say is have confidence, put yourself first, and start today.
I was going to say take digital. Take pictures of yourself. Take pictures of your body in a swimsuit or even in a simple outfit, just so the designers or whoever's out there can see what you're working with.
Yeah.
I would like to say that a portfolio, as you said, is very important. So make sure you work on your portfolio, but also ensure that you work on yourself. Because to be a model, in order for you to have the confidence that you need to ensure that you feel comfortable in your skin. So make sure that you focus on the areas of you that you think needs work or you think can you can improve on. And that way you will get the confidence that you need to move forward.